This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The EPA's Northwest Administrator, Dennis McLaren, told the State Public Disclosure Commission he was unaware of a letter-writing campaign aimed at convincing legislators to establish 100-foot buffers around all waterways until they started receiving complaints last spring. But documents released last month, prepared by an EPA staff member months before that, seemed to indicate otherwise.
But we're also really troubled that the EPA has not followed through on its commitment that they made to us many, many months ago that they would provide all the FOIA documents that we've requested, all the Freedom of Information Act documents relating to what's upstream. They said they would provide them by December 15, and now they're telling us that they won't have all the documents for us until June of 2017. And there's no reason to do that other than there's an administration change coming, and I think some of the folks that these documents are revealing to have been less than straightforward in their actions on this thing are wanting to evade the public light on this.
Save Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says the EPA claims they need more time because of the volume of records they need to provide.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. We've had a few dozen records provided, and that covers the vast majority of the activity. So their reasons for the delay are they're not being straightforward in terms of their obligation under law to provide citizens the public documents that they request. That's a real problem.
We'll have more on these recent developments tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.